how long were you by yourself before Mr. Chuck Schnocky contacted you?
A little over a year. And he called me one day and said, let's go to lunch. And we went to lunch. And he said, you're the only one I run into when we're doing pitches. And would you give any consideration to us merging? Well, that didn't take long for me to say yes, because I knew Chuck knew more about PR than I did, and I knew I could learn from him, which is the way it worked out exactly that way.
Yeah. Well, the two of you were strong because he did annual reports, I think, didn't he?
Yes, and that was a big part of our revenue.
Right. And for such entities as Reading and Bates and Parker Drilling, Energy Reserves out of Wichita. So he preferred actually to be in the office, but then you would rather be out there.
That's right.
So that was a marriage made in heaven, wasn't it?
It was. It was.
And he loved the fact that you were out speaking and doing all those kind of things, because I don't think he enjoyed.
No, he didn't.
Crowds or going to big social events or any of that, did he?
He liked being in that office doing the work.
And where did he come from?
Well, he was from Centralia, Illinois. And then he had gone to the University of Missouri. Then he wound up coming to Tulsa to work for actually Benton Ferguson for a while, who had his own PR firm. And then Chuck got a job with Sunray DX and was offered the opportunity to go back and to the home office in Pennsylvania. And he said, no, thank you. And that's when he hung out his shingle.
Let's talk about some things that you ran, like school bond campaigns. And how did that get started? Because that wasn't a Chuck thing, was it?
No. I'm trying to remember the first school bond issue we did. I had worked with Margaret Erling on... we were on a committee together with the school board. That's what it was. As we'd sit in these meetings, and then they said, we're going to have this school bond issue. And then I got hired, and they said, we want somebody that's non-political to run this, because this school bond issue is a non-political deal. It's neither Republican nor Democrat. And so that's how I got engaged and involved in that and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. You probably didn't lose a school bond issue, did you? Can you remember?
I don't recall that we lost one. There's a possibility we did, but we did several bond issues over the years.
Yeah. But then you refused to do candidates.
We never did a candidate. Chuck said, no matter who you represent, you're going to make another client mad, so we'll just stay out of the politicians.
Stay away from politics because it will taint you.
Right.
It will taint you. How about in the city then? There's a third penny sales tax, I know, that started way back when. And let's talk about that a little bit. I think, doesn't that start like about the first time, 1980?
Right.
And why did we need the sales tax, the third penny?
Well, to do some infrastructure work that we really could not afford to do without that third penny sales tax. And Jim Inhofe, I remember that we were going to make it a temporary tax. So the first tax that passed was a temporary 5-year tax. And then each 5 years would come up and the voters renewed that because they saw that the money was being well invested.
And so Jim Inhofe was the mayor?
Correct.
Then you worked with Jim, I suppose, set up meetings and all that kind of thing?
Yes, and then we'd... I remember he'd walk into the room 2 minutes before we were supposed to start, and he'd say, tell me why we're here. And I'd say, well, we're here because, and here are the three message points we need to get across during this news conference. Inhofe had this gift to walk into that room, and you would have thought he had been practicing these comments for 3 weeks. I mean, it's a gift, and he was very good at it.
Wow. We should say that then he went on, became a senator, and he just gave his farewell speech.
Yes, he did.
Like 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
Thanking many, many people, and he was trying to let everybody know that people don't realize that I had friends with the Kennedys and the Democrats and all that. But then I think he said, but that's not newsy. But he had good friends. He even liked Hillary Clinton. I remember him telling me.
That's what I heard, yes.
Right. So former Mayor Bill LaFortune held public town hall meetings to receive feedback from taxpayers. A list was made and submitted to the city council for approval. And this was the third penny went to Tulsa Parks, Gilcrease Museum, River Parks, flood control, economic downtown neighborhood developments, renovation of public facilities.
And the citizens supported all of that. They bought into that. Now, it helps when you've got your two newspapers that are supportive. And both editorial pages of those newspapers supported those initiatives.
That third penny, that kind of is an issue because when it ran out, then you came back
and renewed it.
And
a lot of people accused us of lying, but we told them that if you want to renew it, you can. If you don't want to renew it, you just vote. And they voted to renew because they were happy with the investments that had been made.
I can't remember. There was a certain handle I thought you guys used.
Well, it was called It's the Same Penny.
There, that's it. Right. That's probably your line.
May have been. I don't recall.
It's the same penny. that was it. And it sold it. And so to this day, we have a 3% sales tax in our community. Back to Chuck Schnocke again. As I said earlier, he was known as Mr. Chuck. A little bit more about him and what he meant to you, obviously in the firm, but things you learned from him.
Well, he was the smartest PR person I ever worked with, by far. He knew the PR business in and out. He'd gone to the University of Missouri, which is a great journalism school, and he operated strictly by the code of ethics and never violated the code of ethics. He was a hard worker. We'd have a staff meeting every morning at 7:30. He'd come into my office, put his feet up on my desk. He'd light up a cigarette, and we'd talk about the day's work. That's the way the firm was ran.
But he was a big idea man, I think, wasn't he?
He was the idea guy.
You'd have a yellow legal pad and these ideas.
Absolutely. Smartest PR guy I ever worked with.
I'm sure his brain was working all the time.
It was.
When he wasn't rooting for the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's correct.
He was a big fan, and the two of you were big Cardinal fans. And then he died in June of 2009, and he was 78 years old.
Right.
Contributed a lot. Then we have Schnocke Turnbow, but today you have Schnocke Turnbow Frank.
Right.
How does Frank come about?
Well, I had been on the search committee for the United Way, was actually chairing the search. We interviewed several people, one of whom was Becky Frank. And she interviewed well, and so offered her the job. She said yes. That's how I came to know Becky.
Mm-hmm. And so you've talked about what you brought and what Chuck Schnocke brought. What did Becky bring to the firm?
Well, organizational skills, great work ethic, and thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Well, the firm is obviously operating today, and she's the CEO
Correct.
Of Schnocke Turnbow.
Yep.